We like this. It's working out. We're back with our all-star panel now. Tracy Burns, Anthony Randazzo, and Bob Iacino. Now, Western banks have been lending a lot of money to Chinese borrowers. Bad loans are starting to spike for Chinese lenders. Couple that with a slowing economy, it could spell trouble for our banking system. I want to go to Bob first on this. We got big banks, Nomura, PNB Paribas, we got HSBC. A lot of banks are invested here. They may be sucked down into a vortex if things turn more sour in China, right?
Well, I'm going to go a little cautious here and say I'm not terribly worried about this yet. I would like to see, but if I see a couple more of these, then I'll start to get concerned. I think after the credit crisis, the actual accumulation of risk by the Western banks was so curtailed, both voluntarily and based on regulations, that I think they've gotten pretty good at mitigating their risk, which includes fraud risk, by the way.
Well, it's that's good to know, but let me
like
bring
China,
Tracy in
Brazil,
here.
Wow. South America.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me bring Tracy in because she's an accountant. She knows how to account. The problem is, and this there's a quote from the managing director of Kroll, the investigative consulting firm, saying, in China, nothing is what it appears to be. How can you trust the financials?
I know, and I'm surprised at my Italian brethren. Bob, we are skeptics. We are intrinsically skeptical. I believe nothing that comes out of China.
It's not you and I invested, Tracy.
But they don't audit their own financial statements. The government kind of looks them over and says, okay, and passes them on. The rules in China make no one want to trust them. So I think it's a house of cards waiting to fall.
Which leads us, Anthony, to Alibaba. Alibaba is listed on our market, even though they come from a system where nothing can be trusted.
Well, here's the thing I would say about anything related to China. I'm concerned if I'm a shareholder in a bank that if we're not invested in China in some capacity because there's so many lucrative opportunities. But, and this is important, you have to have a deep staff with knowledge of the country because nothing is what it seems. And that staff has to have an outsized influence on your investment decisions in the country. All so right. We should be invested there in some way if you're a shareholder, but obviously, caution is important.
Yeah, you got to be very cautious. Well, Apple Pay, when we first heard about this, everybody said, oh my goodness, all the retailers are going to go for it. Well, guess what? Rite Aid and CVS have disabled the service. They did that over the weekend, and they're not alone. Walmart, Target, Kohl's, they've all refused to accept Apple Pay. Anthony, what's going on here?
You remember the Blu-ray versus HD DVD battle a few years ago?
I'm old enough to remember, yes.
That's what's going on right now. Eventually, Blu-ray won out there. This is about what's behind the scenes and who's going to be controlling the structure of mobile pay. Apple's got these iPhones everywhere. They're ubiquitous, and so they think that they have a leg up here. But these merchandise... If you're a retailer, you want to limit the fees you're paying to credit card companies. If you can develop a way to get past them, Apple is going with the credit card companies, but if you can get around them with some system, you're going to incredibly lower your costs. Okay. I think that's what's going on.
But a little bit of it is, too, the Apple system is so much more secure, which means CVS, Walmart, they can't gather information on all of us, and that's really what they want at the end of the day. They want data, and they can't get it with Apple Pay.
Bob, I think it is about security, don't you?
I do. And you know, this is another one where I'm not seeing a massive move in the Apple stock off this news. And I think that's because Apple Pay is not expected to be a massive part of Apple's earnings, at least in the next 2 to 3 years. And I think Anthony's saying I need to get rid of my Betamax machine at this point.
Think about it. Great stuff. I appreciate it. Tracy Burns, Anthony Randazzo, and Bob Iacino. Wonderful. Thank you very much, gang. Cheryl, over to you.